A pandemic, a recession, and a wild stock market. And we're just halfway into 2020.
I've talked to a lot of traders and investors over the last 6 months, and a lot of them will say, no, there's actually no precedent for what we've seen in 2020.
We're looking at past crises to try to find hints about a future recovery. Plus, U.S. banks are strong enough to withstand the pandemic, this according to the Federal Reserve's stress test, and the heavy lift facing gyms across the country.
COVID-19 has really turned the entire fitness industry up on its head.
We'll tell you about the specific changes you may see when you return. It's Friday, June the 26th. I'm Mark Stewart with the Wall Street Journal, and this is What's News. In a new attack to the Affordable Care Act, the Trump administration is asking the Supreme Court to invalidate the health care law. The Justice Department argues in a brief that the law is invalid since Congress eliminated a penalty for those without health insurance. Although a decision likely won't come before Election Day, the move is a political gamble. Democrats have accused President Trump of endangering health insurance during the pandemic. The U.S. Senate has passed a bipartisan bill that would put sanctions on some Chinese officials. The bill aims to defend human rights in Hong Kong, where China is introducing a controversial new security law that could erode the city's limited autonomy. The sanctions could also hit banks and firms that do business with Chinese officials. The White House didn't respond to a request for comment, but officials say some of the Trump administration fear the mandatory sanctions could hurt diplomatic efforts. The National Park Service is restricting access to a memorial in Washington, D.C. after protesters said they're planning to bring down a statue of Abraham Lincoln. Areas around the statues would be closed through the end of July, according to a memo viewed by the Wall Street Journal. The Emancipation Memorial is facing criticism for its imagery, showing President Lincoln looming over a kneeling black man and his broken shackles. Erected in 1876, it's meant to commemorate the 1863 proclamation freeing slaves. A warning from South Korea's president to North Korea not to launch an armed attack. Moon Jae-in's remarks that South Korea would respond to any threat is unusually strong for a president who has spent 3 years trying to improve relations with Pyongyang. It comes after weeks of rising tensions, after North Korea blew up a liaison office earlier this month. It said this week it was suspending military action plans against the South. It says it's committed to strengthening its nuclear arsenal and criticized Washington. Coming up, the health of our financial systems is crucial right now. We have the results of the Fed's latest stress test on banks, including the impact of the pandemic. The Fed says U.S. banks are healthy enough to withstand the pandemic, but big losses are possible, comparable to the 2008 financial crisis. That's the finding of the central bank's closely watched stress test this year. The Wall Street Journal's Joe Wallace has more on the results and a worst-case scenario.
The Fed yesterday published its annual stress tests of the U.S. banking system, and these tests are designed to gauge the health of the nation's biggest lenders. And this year, they were expanded to study the effects of the economic downturn brought on by the coronavirus pandemic. The central bank said that a prolonged downturn could saddle the biggest US banks with up to $700 billion in losses on soured loans. That's a worst-case scenario, where unemployment remains high and the economy doesn't bounce back quickly. The Fed said banks will still take a $560 billion hit, even if the economy rapidly recovers. But either way, the Fed said US banks are strong enough to withstand the crisis. The Federal Reserve did impose some limitations on banks that it said would keep them healthy during the crisis. It ordered banks to cap dividends, and it also told them to suspend share buybacks in the third quarter to conserve funds. Share buybacks are the main way that US banks return capital to shareholders, and most of the country's biggest banks had already agreed to halt them during the second quarter.
We're about halfway through 2020, and many of us will remember this period as unprecedented. Wall Street traders have good reason to feel the same. The record highs we saw early this year were quickly erased by the pandemic. A recession officially began in February, and in recent weeks we've experienced a lot of ups and downs. So how bad is it compared to other tough periods in recent history? We asked our Akani Otani. She covers markets for the Wall Street Journal. Akani, it's great to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
Akani, as we look back, the market has had some very tumultuous times. The crash of 87, the dot-com bubble, the 2007-2008 financial crisis. Are there any parallels or similarities as to what happened then compared to what we are experiencing right now?
I've talked to a lot of traders and investors over the last 6 months, and a lot of them will say, no, there's actually no precedent for what we've seen in 2020. I mean, in a lot of the past crises that we've seen unfold throughout markets and the economy, there was a noticeable buildup of excess in areas like the housing sector, for instance, or tech stocks in the case of the dot-com bubble. But in this case, we just didn't see anyone predict that the thing that would end up pulling markets lower and sending the economy into a downturn would be a pandemic. And we also just don't really have a guidebook as to this kind of scenario where pandemic actually causes such a broad shutdown of economic activity around the world. I mean, we're looking at, it's June, and a lot of folks are saying, this is not really a thing that the Fed can solve or pull us out of. It's a health crisis, and it's going to have to be solved on the health front to really get back to normal. So I think in those terms, no, there's nothing really in the past that traders say this feels like.
Akani, prior to the pandemic, we saw a record-setting bull market. Are those levels ever going to be seen again?
Well, history has been a not so great guide as to the markets this year, just because the pandemic, the nature of it has been so unprecedented. But in terms of markets, I think one thing that has proven to be true over and over again is no matter how big the crisis, we eventually do see stocks recover. You know, sometimes takes months in terms of, you know, often when we don't see a recession actually accompany the market crisis, the recovery can be a lot faster. And then on the flip side, when we do see a recession, often it can take a very long time for markets to recover. But, you know, even after catastrophic events like the 2007-2008 financial crisis, we did see incredible stock gains. In fact, the longest ever bull market in that case. And so I don't think anyone, even the most sort of bearish or pessimistic people I've been talking to, is ruling out a return to all-time highs. In fact, just a couple weeks ago, we were close to positive territory for a lot of the indexes for the year. So it could take a very long time, but I don't think folks are ruling out a return to records.
Any indication from your sources as to what needs to happen in order to bring some stability?
I think for a lot of folks, they're very closely watching the daily rise in coronavirus cases around the country. That has, you know, been one of those indicators that's become increasingly important to the markets alongside economic data. And so when we've seen what it seems like progress on that front, it seems like we've seen a bit more quiet in the markets. And more recently, when we've seen a surge in coronavirus cases, as we have in the last couple of days, we've seen a bit more volatility return to the market. So I think for traders, they're really looking for signs that the pandemic is getting under control, that the number of new infections is actually meaningfully turning lower. And of course, that the economy is recovering, because even though in the last couple of weeks, we've seen some reassuring signs on things like retail sales and consumer confidence, a lot of folks remind us that we're seeing some improvements off of a very, very big drop in economic activity. So we are nowhere near normal yet. And I think a lot of traders are going to be watching economic indicators very closely to really get a sense of how slow or fast the recovery will be.
Wall Street Journal markets reporter Akani Otani. Akani, we appreciate your reporting.
Thanks for having me on.
And finally, a visit to the gym has been on hold since lockdowns were imposed and health clubs had to close. The financial burden is great. We know chains 24-Hour Fitness and Gold's Gym have filed for Chapter 11. There's also been a strain on smaller independent studios. As states try to gradually reopen, some gyms have resumed business this month. But it's not exactly like it was pre-pandemic. We talked to the Wall Street Journal's Jonathan Randles about the changes ahead.
Gyms, as we know them, are going to look different. Gyms are hiring more cleaning people to do like regular cleaning of equipment, but also are kind of redesigning what the gym floor looks like. I was talking to the chief executive officer of Gold's Gym, who talked about how their staff have purposely, you know, moved gym equipment around in order to make sure that there was appropriate spacing in the gym in order to maintain social distancing. That also includes shutting down some equipment. You know, if there's equipment that was bolted down to the ground, literally bolted down to the ground that couldn't be moved, Gold's Gym has shut down some of that equipment. If there's a row of, say, 10 treadmills, every other treadmill is probably going to be closed, or, you know, maybe even more drastic measures. And the point is, the gyms are being redesigned in order to maintain as best they can social distancing in the space that they're allowed.
You can learn about some of the other changes facing the fitness industry by reading Jonathan's story at WSJ.com. And that's what's news for this morning. If you like our show, please rate and review us wherever you get your podcasts. We're back with another updated episode this evening. I'm Mark Stewart with The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.